Billy Graham preached the gospel to more people than anyone in history, actually 215 million people, in more than 185 countries and territories, leading 3.2 million people to Christ. And he continued to serve the Lord in his latter years until his health failed him at 99. Billy Graham is such an awesome inspiration and example to us of someone who served the Lord wholeheartedly, as did Caleb, who we are going to focus on today in Joshua chapter 14. So Caleb was a man who wholly followed the Lord, and at 85, he was still full of vigor and full of vision, saying, "Give me this mountain," and saying, "I will take the giants." Now, Warren Worsby says that age didn't hinder him, disappointments of the past didn't embitter him, and giants didn't frighten him. And as we get older, and I get older, we can all sometimes start worrying about who is going to take care of me when I get older. You know, are my kids going to come through, my grandkids, you know, who's going to take care of me in my elder years? Will I have enough wealth? And what about my health? And, you know, those things are always kind of hard to calculate, right? Because we don't know how long we're going to live, and we don't know how long our health is going to hold up. So how can you know how much money you're really going to need, right? You know, but we got to be wise, I know. But Caleb wasn't worried about getting older. He was just eager to serve the Lord, and he was ready for new challenges, even at his age of 85. So why was Caleb so effective in his old age? The answer is in our text. And in verse 8, it says that I, speaking of himself, Caleb said, wholly followed the Lord. And then in verse 9, Moses says of Caleb that he wholly followed the Lord. And then in verse 14, Joshua says that Caleb wholly followed the Lord. And he was so effective because he wholly followed the Lord, or wholeheartedly followed the Lord, not half-hearted. But with all his heart, he had a wholehearted devotion to the Lord. That's what wholeheartedly means. He gave his all to the Lord. He was dedicated to the Lord. His whole heart, his whole life was devoted to God. Now, if you're young or old or maybe in the middle, we need to put God first in our hearts and lives. In Ecclesiastes 12:1, it says, "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, and you will be blessed and have a full life if you do, if you put the Lord first and you follow him and you love him. He's going to bless you. There'll be trials, there'll be tribulations, but the Lord will get you through, and your life will be blessed abundantly." Now, I was saved when I was 18, and next month, you can do the math, next month, I'm going to be saved for 50 years, and I'm so excited. I'm more excited about that than I was my regular birthday, that I'm going to have a spiritual birthday of 50 years next month in the Lord, and God is so good. He's been so good in my life, and I just can't express how good God is. But what a blessing to put him first. Now we're going to look at today four characteristics of Caleb. First, he had a life full of faith. So let's read verses 6 through 8 in Joshua chapter 14. "Then the children of Israel came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephthah, the Kenizzite, said unto him, 'You know the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. So we find out that Caleb was actually a slave who was born in Egypt. He was of the tribe of Judah, and he was from mixed parentage. He was a half-breed. His mother was a Jew, and his father was a foreigner, he was one of the Canaanites. He was a Kenizzite. And their tribe joined the tribe of Judah before the Exodus. And he told his story in these verses back in Kadesh Barnea when him and Joshua went in to spy out the land with 10 other spies, and how he stood up against the majority, that he was a minority and standing up for the Lord. The majority of the people, you know the story, said, we can't go in, you know, it's too much. And yet Caleb and Joshua stood up against the majority and said, we can go in, the Lord will help us. He had his eyes fixed on the Lord and not on the giants. And Caleb also possessed patience. He never said during the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness with all the other people, he never said, I told you so. He never said, if you would have just listened to me, we wouldn't be in this place. We wouldn't be in the desert wandering round and round in circles. I probably would have not been able to do that. But he was patient, and he wholly followed the Lord through the weary years, marching round and round, and he watched the older generation die off. He watched possibly his parents die off, the other 10 spies. Everyone's dying all around him. And not only that, but he listened to their murmuring and their complaining day after day. There's no water. There's no meat. You know, there's no this. There's no that. And, you know, that must have been hard. But he also wasn't party to Miriam's jealousy or Korah's rebellion, and he wasn't tempted by the Moabite women when they came into camp to tempt the Israelite men. His faith didn't diminish, but it grew stronger during this time. Does your faith grow through times of trial, or does it begin to diminish? How did Caleb's faith grow? He kept his focus on the eternal reward. And that's the second characteristic of Caleb that we're going to look at. He focused on the eternal reward. So let's look at verse 9. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land wherein your feet have trodden shall be yours, your inheritance, and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. So Caleb kept his heart and his mind on his inheritance. During all those years in the wilderness, he kept thinking about his inheritance. He had tasted of the grapes of Eshcol, and he had been in and actually seen the promised land. His heart was there. His inheritance was his motivation. And when we focus and live for heaven, we have the strength to rise above the trials of this life, right? We get our eyes on heaven. We know we're going to heaven. That's our destination. That's where we're going to be for all eternity. The things of this earth grow strangely dim, right? In the light of his glory and grace. And we need to stay focused on the eternal reward that we have, the promise of heaven. In Colossians 3:1-4, it says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God, and set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Now Caleb was 40 years old when God gave him the promise that Hebron would be his. And he spent some 40 years in the wilderness and probably about 7 years conquering Canaan with Joshua up to this time. So he had waited 45 years for this promise. Now we hate waiting, right? The other day I was out doing errands and I wanted to get the car wash after all the rain. So I went through the car wash and I was starting to go through and it stopped. I wasn't in it, but I was just ready to go through the drive-through car wash. And they had a chain break in the car wash. So it was, you know, not working. So they came out and they gave me a little card that I could go to their other place and get my car wash for free over there. So I, you know, got out of the line. I thought, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll go over to the other car wash. And as I was going there, there was a big accident. The whole road was closed down, so I had to turn and go another way. So, you know, those things happen. But we don't like waiting. I don't like waiting. It's hard to wait. But waiting is not a waste of time. Because it says in Romans 5, 3 to 4, that not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, experience and hope, and hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us. Now, I prayed for my family because when I got saved, I wasn't raised in a Christian home, so I was praying for my parents and my sister, my family members to be saved. And I prayed for 38 years for my mom, and she finally got saved 2 weeks before she died at 84. So don't give up praying, because God can work, and we have to be patient sometimes for God to work and for God to answer those prayers and for God to work in people's lives or things that we're praying about. Just be patient. Keep praying. Keep waiting. God will have his perfect time. Now, even though the Lord promised Hebron to Caleb, he still had to go in and conquer it. It wasn't like, here it is on a platter, you know, you just take it. He had to go in and fight. And of all the tribes, Caleb was the only one to drive the enemy completely out. The others tribes didn't drive all of the enemy out. It says that it was because they were too difficult for them to drive them out. But because he wholly followed the Lord, he wholly drove the enemy out. Now, the third characteristic of Caleb is that he relied on the Lord for his strength. Let's read verse 10. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive. As he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke his word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. So at 85, you would think that Caleb would say, I want to slow down and kick back, right? I would. But not Caleb. He pushed on with new vigor and vision. Commentator Kent Hughes says the greatest years of faith should be the latter years. We ought to be great believers at 80 our heart should grow in faith and dedication, and then my very best work may well come when I am 80. So that's something to think about, isn't it? And you know, Moses didn't even start his ministry till he was 80. That's amazing. Caleb's secret was his devotion to the Lord, which gave him hope, gave him a godly attitude, a future, and a young heart. And do you know that there's even young people that can have an aged spirit? They can be burnout. Sin can weigh them down. They can not have life. But as Christians, we can have life even in our latter years. And what a blessing that is. He says, I was as strong this day as I was at 40. Caleb was empowered by the Lord for his physical strength and his spiritual vigor. And when we focus on the Lord, he gives us strength. When we focus on the hard things or our trials, we lose strength, right? Don't let things weigh you down because you'll lose your strength. But focus on the Lord and he will give you strength. Isaiah 43 says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. What a great promise that is. Now, I love the story of Anna in Luke 2. She is an unbelievable example of a senior who was fervent to serve the Lord. She was over 100 years old, and she departed not from the temple. She was there day and night. And she served the Lord with fasting and prayers, and she was waiting for the Messiah to come. And I love that story. Here she was a widow. She was over 100 years old. You would think she would be home on her rocking chair knitting, but every day she was in the sanctuary praying and fasting and encouraging people to wait for the Messiah to come. And the Lord did reward her, and she got to see the baby Jesus when Joseph and Mary brought him to the temple. In Psalm 92:12, it says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree and shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Now, palm trees are flexible. They kind of bend a little with the wind, but their roots grow very, very deep, so they're very strong. And they're always reaching to the sun, just like us as Christians. Our roots go deep in the Lord, and we're always reaching to the S-O-N, sun, right? And it says those who are planted, in verse 13 of that psalm, it says those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still be bringing forth fruit in old age, and they will be fat, that means full of sap, and flourishing. Now cedars, their roots grow down deep. They grow down deep, but they also grow up, and they also grow out. And then they wrap around roots and rocks of other trees. So they get their strength from other trees and other rocks to hold them. They take time to bear fruit, but the storms make them stronger. So just like us as Christians, we can grow out and we can wrap around and hang on to each other. Other rocks, other trees, to give us strength to hold on through the storms that come. And I love that part where it says they will still bring forth fruit in old age. What a blessing. I know there's so many blessed older people that are just radiating with the Lord, shining with his love and filled with the fruit of his spirit. And what a blessing they are. And I pray that as I grow older as I am, that I'll be more and more shining for Jesus. Now, maybe you're not blessed with physical health as Caleb was. And you go, I'm limited. So what can I do now in my older years? How can I serve the Lord when I'm limited physically? There's things that you can do. You can pray for people, and that's a big blessing. You can call people. You can write notes. John's grandmother, Ada Miller, was such a blessing and inspiration. In her older years, she loved the Lord. She was a great, wonderful Christian, but she was not able to go to church anymore, not able to get out. She used to go visiting. So she called her pastor and she said, give me names of people that you would like me to call and minister to and pray with. So every day she had a list of names that she would call, she would encourage them, and she would pray with them. And so even though she couldn't do things that she maybe used to do, she was able to do something. And God can give you something to do, you know, in to be used of him all the years of our life. I know that Amy Carmichael, she lost her health, and she had the orphanages in India. And she was bedridden, but she still ran the orphanage and still did everything, even from her bed. She kept ministering and going on. Now, the fourth characteristic we're going to look at of Caleb is his willingness to welcome new challenges. Verse 12. Now, therefore, he says, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord has said. So when most people at 85 are asking for their slippers, Caleb was asking for a sword. And after many years of fighting, he was still eager for adventure, and he chose a difficult and a hard challenge. He chose a mountain. He didn't choose the plains or the seaside. He chose a mountain, and he chose a place that had giants and where the cities were great and fortified. It wasn't easy. Hebron was a mountainous area 25 miles south of Jerusalem, directly west of the center of the Dead Sea. It was 2,800 feet above sea level, and it was located in a valley between two mountain ridges. It was also the place where Sarah had died, the place where the cave of Machpelah was, where Sarah and Abraham, Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob and Joseph were all buried there. Now his confidence was in the Lord, not in himself. He said, if so be the Lord be with me, then I will be able to drive them out as the Lord has said. Warren Worsby says, we all face mountains in our lives, insurmountable difficulties. We can settle for a comfortable place in the valley, or we can step out by faith and conquer that mountain for the Lord, as Caleb did. So instead of planning a comfortable, stress-free retirement, Caleb pressed toward the mark. He ran the race and he finished. And he kept going on. He didn't settle back into being comfortable, but he kept pressing forward and all that God had for him. And we need to do that in our lives, ladies. It's so easy to get comfortable. And I know I do too. I get tired, getting older, and I feel like I just want to be comfortable, you know. But God wants us to keep going. He's bought us with a price, and he has something for us to do. As long as we're breathing, he wants us to press on, and he wants us to run that race that's set before us. I have had a good friend who had cancer, a pastor's wife, and she was very busy serving the Lord, teaching, doing all these things. And I remember when she got diagnosed, I said, well, are you going to, you know, step back, slow down, you know, take some time off with all your treatments and everything? And she said, no way. She said, when you see that goal, you run faster. When you're getting closer to the finish, you run ever faster. And that always stuck with me so much, you know, that I would say, oh, I got to slow down. But, you know, that goal's just right ahead of you. Keep running, keep pressing on. Caleb was claiming a mountain instead of taking well-deserved rest and leaving the battles to the younger. Caleb was zealous to do greater things for the Lord. He had a fire that was burning in his heart. Let's look at verse 13. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephthah, Hebron for his inheritance. And Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephthah, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. So after 45 years of waiting, Caleb finally received his inheritance. He went in and conquered it, drove all the enemies out, and received his inheritance. And it also says in chapter 15, verse 14, that he drove out three giants that were there. So what an example Caleb is for us to follow. He lived a life full of faith. He focused on the eternal reward. He relied on the Lord for his strength, and he welcomed new challenges. And age didn't hinder him. Disappointments of the past didn't embitter him. And giants didn't frighten him. So instead of seeking comfort and ease, let's have a spirit that intensifies with age. And let's be like Caleb and say, give me this mountain. And wholly follow the Lord with all our hearts and all our souls, all of our days. So let's pray.